meeting, council, and continue the informal discussion that we were having formally about, based on the fact that we have a mere quorum here at the afternoon session of the October 24th meeting, and that what we are primarily responsible for this afternoon is hearing a presentation from Bill Scott and the department. And all of us currently present have heard this presentation many times before.
Chairman, you've established a precedent as being the model of efficiency by moving through the agenda so quickly this morning. And I guess I would suggest that members be given the materials that Mr. Scott has brought to distribute to make them part of the public record, and that we retire for the rest of the day to carefully consider those materials.
And be available at the call of the chair.
Absolutely,
should something untoward or unexpected happen. However, in this expeditious handling of matters, I think it would be inappropriate and darn right impolite not to ask Bill to the dais to see if there's anything he wants to add at this juncture. And maybe there isn't. Hint.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Bill Scott, Director of the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department. I'd be happy to just tell you what the handouts are and stop. I apologize to the clerk because she tried to put them in a package to give to each of you, and I said no, I wanted them, to be one at a time, but it would have now, as things are unfolding, been better to do it the other way. Anyway, I'll just wave them at you, and then so you'll see what you have, and then we can make an arrangement that you can pick them up on the way out. First of all, there was just a few slides of a kind of a conceptual overview of, and I focused on the economic focused programs of the department, not all the programs in this conceptual overview, and kind of just described how we go at using our programs, which is kind of tools in a tool bag to respond to the customers that the legislature has directed us to serve. The second handout is just a history that I think is pretty complete of the changes in statute and program and legislative direction over the history of the department. This is a handout that I think you saw this morning, which is just an inventory of the names of the programs that the department has. We'd be happy to provide you with descriptions of those programs. If you like, please feel free to call on us. This packet, which begins with the legislatively approved budget organization chart, has behind that a series of pie charts that shows you the sources and uses of funds in the department. This is a compendium of the different reports and studies that have been done on the department over the last decade or so, and we think it's complete, and I think we could provide copies of all of these to anybody who wanted them. That's it.
Mr. Chair, seeing this material, I think, just validates the decision that we made this morning to send the RFP out clean. And this certainly is relevant material that should be provided to the successful contractor. And I think we made the right call this morning because this was material not known or available to us when we deliberated. And I think it's completely appropriate that it be part of the successful consultant's work.
I would agree with that.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the list of economic development...
Hold on, Bill. I'm not sure you're done.
Regarding the list of economic development programs submitted by the department, I did ask for information about the source of funding, the amount, and the location where the jobs are created. This gives us an idea whether the jobs are created in urban or rural area, and if you have that additional information, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, yes, we can supply that.
Do you have a cold as well?
I think it's allergies.
I'm not sure I heard what you said.
It's allergies.
It's allergies.
He will provide that information.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a cold.
He doesn't have a cold. You want to know what he has or what he doesn't have?
He will submit that information to Eric Owen. We all get it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Senatorial.
The allergies?
not the allergies.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank Mr. Brown for his efforts in disseminating some information that four states have cooperated on. There's a new economic analysis showing a correlation between federal decision-making and the economies in rural communities. Federal decision-making on national forest lands relative to timber harvesting, mining, cattle grazing, et cetera, but particularly timber harvesting, and the corollary between high unemployment and unsustainable local economies. And that report was done by Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Idaho, and those economic development departments have all cooperated with a consortium of tribal members to bring forth an independent contractor report correlating federal decision making with local economies. So it's an important new tool. I've very much enjoyed working with Mr. Brehm on this issue, and getting this new information now gives us an empirical base to argue for better decision making on federal forest land.
Particularly as it relates to natural resource dependent, particularly timber dependent economies.
Sustainable economies is, I think, the ultimate objective. Partly by diversification, possibly by revisiting some of our natural resource decisions. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. You know, one of the things that we were scheduled to do this afternoon that I spoke with Robin about, that she wants to make sure we don't miss and is concerned that we might bump up against some time, but I still think we'll have time to do it. So as not to get into a detailed presentation of this, but maybe between Bill and Robin, if you're prepared to do that, just talk about some of the prior efforts at reviewing the department that we've gone through in recent memory, or maybe your tenure as director. And maybe staff should start first.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I was concerned that this study be put in the context of previous studies that had occurred in it. And so I asked the department to compile that information and perhaps Bill could just briefly walk through some of the key ones that have been done.
And I don't... Bill, the operative word there today is briefly. I don't say that in a humorous fashion at all, but I do want to spend some more time when the rest of the committee is here, because to put where we've been in context is, I think, important to where we're going.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the handout that says summary of studies and reviews, I won't walk through each one. But you'll see as you look at it that most of them are either evaluations of specific programs that we're already running, or studies that were done to establish a basis for possibly starting new programs. And all of these, in one way or another, were initiated by the Legislative Assembly, I think. I would highlight, maybe on the second page, in 1993, this is not a study or written report in the like the one you're doing, but there was a legislative task force set up during the session in 93 by Speaker Campbell, in which Lee Beyer, Ted Kaloury, Senator Durfler, and Representative Witte participated, did a fairly thorough review of the department. They did not do a written report, but they did produce legislation that is summarized here. And I think their concerns and what they were directed toward are fairly similar to those that produced the study that you're engaged in. They were trying to find a way to simplify the department's organizational structure and to increase its effectiveness, and at least I believe that was quite a useful thing. I guess I would also highlight that there have now been three biennial reports that the department has produced that were called for by that bill out of the 93 session, that those biennial reports from our commission are highlighted here. There is one Secretary of State, there are two Secretary of State audits, one of an activity surrounding the 1995 Rose Bowl, and the other one that I think you're well aware of that was done last year. And then there are a number of others that are essentially just audits that we're required to do of our different funds on a regular basis. We didn't include all the financial audits from the Secretary of State's office, which have been which are annual for a number of our funds, and there's never been anything that was a serious problem turned up in those. The one other last thing I'd highlight, I guess, would be that beginning in, I think the first one was 1997, we have had a independent survey of our customers in each of the last three biennia, and those reports are available to you also, the Barsley and Nathan Neidhart.
Are those enumerated in here, Bill?
Yes, they're all in here.
Okay.
So those are the ones. Oh, of course, Representative Westland, I didn't mean to leave out probably the most extensive review of the way we do business that's been done really ever, as far as I know, would be the interim work group on economic and community development that was authorized by the 97 legislature. And this lists that report as a 97 report, but I believe it's a 98 or 9 completion report. The title of the report was Solving Problems, Not Running Programs, and that focused on the whole delivery system for economic and community development in the state, both the department and some of the other state departments that are involved in economic and community development, and it stimulated a lot of changes in the way we do business, and essentially is the paradigm under which we operate today.
That was long, involved, controversial.
And a great deal of involvement from many, many constituents and legislators.
Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, and I don't want to lightly gloss over this subject. I'd encourage all of our members to read this, and I'll make sure Mark and Kate have copies. Like I say, part of where we want to get to needs to be directed and dictated by where we've come from. Problems that have been addressed or not, solved or not, needs to be part of our compass that helps us, you know, achieve the result that we all want. Any comments you want to make regarding?
No, Mr. Chair, you've covered it quite well. It was just important that members of this task force be aware of the fact, that the council be aware of the fact that there have been numerous other looks that probably would benefit the consultants as well.
Which might include this in to the awardee, if you will, as part of his package. Again, we've left that at the discretion of LFO, but I think this is an important component in them successfully completing their work as well. At least make this list of resources, titles of reports and studies available to them. Any other comments, concerns, questions, critiques, other than that Bill took too long outlining this?
Just an enthusiasm to see the revamped schedule, whenever that's prepared.
Okay.
Thanks.
And Bill, thank you for coming. Sorry you waited all morning.
No problem.
There are no other issues coming before the committee? We are adjourned.